Confess that this earthly tabernacle, Lord, the DNA of our mom and dad puts us in great tribulation and great trial. But when Jesus comes on the scene, Lord, the great I am, oh God, manifests as was ministered on Wednesday, his thoughts amidst us, oh God. When we allow you, Father, to, Lord, dwell in this earthly tabernacle, then, Lord, we can sing the song to be like Jesus. Oh God, we look unto thee, knowing indeed, Lord, it's not an easy journey. At times it's a rough, Lord, and tiresome journey, Lord, sometimes through the valleys and sometimes through the mountains. But Lord, help us in the valleys to always remember the mountaintops. And help us, Lord, this morning, for all we're doing is we're just acting out what, Lord, Father, you've already set out in your mind, oh God. Help us that we can project that you foresaw before all these things were. Lord, that we would play our part here in this place. For Lord, we never know when, Lord God, our call, our low call will be called on, Lord. But whilst we have breath to pray, oh God, to do your will, let us with all our hearts, Lord, and with sincerity and with pureness of heart, let us strive lawfully to do and to be like Jesus. Yes. Father, you are the principal theme. Lord, there's no other principal theme, oh God. But Lord, your name is our reason of our being, is our reason of our being in this very place today. For if it wasn't the name and the blood of Christ, Father, we would not even be here today. Yes. But we are grateful that we've gathered around that name, oh God, and we will cherish and sing and, Lord Father, sing ourselves into a spirit where we can hear more about your name, where you can unfold yourself this morning, Father, in what you desire for us to be. Help us, Lord, to be like you, Lord Father. Grant us grace now, fellowship with us, oh God, that we sing those songs that live, those songs that do exalt your holy and precious name. Grant us grace now, we ask, in thine holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing that song and we'll take our offering and all that as we gather. Amen. It's all about Jesus.
As we gather, may your spirit come upon us.
Hallelujah.
As we gather, may we
glorify your name.
Because we pray.
this morning.
As we gather,
may your Spirit
come. As we gather,
victory is mine,
victory is mine,
victory today is mine.
make it short, I don't want to make it long. I want it to be a blessing. If not for the church, but first for my God. Because that's why we testify. Amen. We bring whatever happens out there, we bring it back and we tell the saints. Amen. Telling the saints, we declare it, we're declaring it to the Lord as well. Amen. I just want to say, I haven't worked for quite a while now, and I always said, when people would ask me, they'll say, oh, in like Lithuania mainly, they'll say to my wife, they'll say, is your husband working? And I'll say, yes, I'm working. I say, where are you working? Some full time for the Lord. I said, oh, okay, so you don't get money? I said, no, the Lord provides as I have need.
Amen. Amen.
And there's many things we could speak of and how God, I always tell the saints, every time when we have need of money, like I remember when I first went out of work and I had no money and I just got a total of maybe 15,000 from various places. That's how the Lord does it. The tax I had for years, I never got claimed tax back. I claimed it with Brother David some years back and it went into pending and they never gave me back. And I was glad because the time I really needed it, Amen. That's when it came. Amen. And then I remember I had a need for a computer. I needed to do my music. And this computer I was using was... And then the Lord gave me a computer with 3,000. Mm-hmm. With a broken screen. And I paid 300 to get the screen working. You see, so the Lord, He works in miraculous ways. But I just wanted to really testify. And why I want to testify also is because... When I once went to visit Brother Banza some time ago and I told him the testimony of how I started working in IT. And he was shocked because we always hear the side of, he was cleaning the screens with water. But we never hear what was the progression after that. You see, we never hear that, from there, those are the people that would contact me. Till today, when I was going through my emails actually and see this week looking for stuff that I'll need in my new job from tomorrow, I was looking at people requesting stuff. Do you still have the password for... this servant, you have the password for this phone system, how do we set a holiday table, how do we do this? You see, so you find the Lord can take you from nowhere, and as long as, like we always say, we put our trust in God and put everything in God, and we give everything to God, and God takes control, and He's the one, He gets the glory. So I just wanted to say, from the time I remember I went to visit Brother Banza, and he said, brother, that's a serious testimony. You should put it down on paper. That's it. Outstanding testimony. I said, brother, you think so? I said, yes. And from the time I wrote that testimony out, Satan, he said, you can write that testimony, my friend. I'll go for interviews and everything will go perfect. And the people will just say something. And I'll think, and the devil will come and say, what testimony? So it was like a war, but cut a long story short, you'll be disappointed many times when you go for interviews and think, other times I got jobs like this. But this last 2 weeks ago, I had two interviews on two separate days. But a week before, I had a phone interview. The lady said, look, I'll put you up for this job. You definitely will pass the next one. The second one, on the second interview, I realized that I never ever done pure storage. I done storage to a degree. Just supporting users in storage. But I never went into deep storage. So during the second interview, when the man rang me, I said, look, I went through your guys' stuff. This lady sent me all this information, but I don't think this job is for me. But I'll just go through it for formality. And it wasn't a good interview. The man said, look, they sent me an email. And the next day, when I got up in the morning, I was quite discouraged because I said I'll wake up. No, I said 10 at night, I'll start my studies preparing for this new interview. And I'll sleep at maybe 3. But at night, I said, I'm tired. I don't want it. And I went to bed. Early in the morning, I wake up 5. I woke up 5. I said, no, I'm not getting up. 6, no, back to bed. At 8 o'clock, I was still laying in bed. Half 8, I got up to shower. Then I started doing things in a rush. But I wasn't too bothered. But in the meantime, I had spoken to Brother David. And Brother David said, you know something? That day, 7 in the morning, or 5 in the morning, he woke up. And he was praying for me for this interview. Because I had given up. I was discouraged from the previous interview. When I went into this interview, it was like literally a walk in the park. These people, and the Lord has always done that from the first interview I had with top security. It's like the Lord, I'm sure the saints know, the Lord will give you the interview. Where the people, you are dictating the pace of the interview. It's like maybe you're some sort of star. And they're asking you questions and they're fascinated. And they take you down the line until you even mention, I lead worship in church. I play the music in church. No, you're not talking of the interview. You're talking about church and music. We have great vast resources of talent in our church. So what we try to do, we try to get all that talent so we can upskill other. And the people are looking at me thinking, wow. Yes, I play guitar too. And that's what we're talking about in the interview. So I went through all the interview technical questions, got through. And then the guys said, okay, look, any questions? No questions. Then the IT director says, look, I'm going to go. The manager takes me through, so he's taking me back to security. Says, George, I hope the interview wasn't hard. And I smiled in my heart and I said to him, no, the interview was perfect. He says, okay, so from now what's going to happen? We'll contact HR and they'll get back to you soon. I'm trying to think, hey, now can I ask? Because in the past, when I got so confident, I went to KBS for an interview and it went very well. Then I said, guys, it will be good if you can tell me when to start. And that was a mistake I made. You shouldn't say that. So the guys within no time, they rang me, start the job. And then I had such a fear. My wife came on Friday. She said, what's wrong? I've never seen you so scared. What's wrong? I said, I'm starting Monday. I wanted to start in a month. So when we came to the all-night prayer, that was amazing. We came to pray on Friday. And this one, this week, every time, it seems like every time we come, we say, this one was the best. But this one, this week, was amazing. Because we were praying, and I never said it to the saints. I don't know if I did. But I had such a fear in me, like, to think, oh, back on Monday. But when we had the first prayer we prayed, we didn't have a good breakthrough. But our second prayer, something happened. And I realized I had a job. I was so excited. I was so excited. It was like the Lord lifted a load off. You know, so what I want to say, in brief, it's a temporal job. If the job suits what I believe, I'll keep the job. If it doesn't suit what I believe, I'll go back to what I'm doing. Because this job that I do for the Lord works better. Because if I look at the time that I've been off work, and someone once said to me, you wasted so much time out of work. Some person I used to work with. And I laughed in my heart because I couldn't explain to him to say, look, my friend, I gained more when I was out of work and working for the things of God than I would have gained in work. Amen. Amen. So I really praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for your, thank the saints for your prayers.
Amen.
But it's a temporal job because we don't know what happens tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's see. Let's find Jacob's ladder. Amen. Well, let's see that. Send the power first chorus, upper chamber.
Oh, Lord, send the power. Send your power. Oh,
Let's sing about Him down from His glory. Amen. That's why we're here today. Amen.
Down from His glory, ever-living story, my God and Savior,
my God and Savior came,
and Jesus was,
Jesus was His name,
born in a manger,
born in a convent, born in a manger,
to His own.
Sorrow,
in a time of sorrow and deep distress.
Something really good to happen.
Amen.
And that's for Jesus to come right into your circumstances. No matter your burden, no matter your trouble, no matter the decision that you've got before you, choices, no matter how dark life would seem. But today can be the turning point. And it's His desire and it's His will. And all He wants you to do is just yield yourself and look to Him and allow Him to come into your situation. So why not let's pray. If there's a burden upon you, if there's an oppression upon you, if the devil's trying to hold you back, why not call upon the name of the Lord? Amen. That as we come to the ministry of the word, the Lord might have a free course to do what He desires to do in your life upon this day. Let's all pray. Let's put ourselves before the Lord. have two prayer requests here. We have Brother Vlad is asking for prayer for John. He's a man invited to church today, but unfortunately couldn't attend because he's been made homeless today. So let's pray for this man, John. There's also Brother Jimmy from Carlo. He asked for prayer as he has a pain in his leg. Let's really put that before the Lord. You know, Jimmy, let's really ask the Lord to use that as an opportunity to minister something into his life. If you have a need, why not raise your hand before the Lord today as you put this. Lord, Father, we come unto thee at your divine invitation, because you said, come unto me, all you that are burdened and heavy laden. Jesus, you have said unto us, Lord, such an invitation, that we can approach boldly unto your throne of grace and of mercy to find help in time of need. And Father, for our brother Jimmy, we pray for him upon this day. We pray, Lord, Father, that you would just enter into his situation as a great physician. That, Lord, even now you would lay your hands upon him, Lord, and touch him and make him well. Even as we see our sister Pauline, we're so thankful for that, Lord. Father, you raised her up, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord. Do the same for our brother Jimmy, we pray. Father, we pray for this man, John. We don't know him. But Father, you know him, Lord. And Father, surely he never desired life to come to this situation, Lord. But Father, Lord, our Lord needs are your opportunities, Lord. So Father, I bring this man up unto thee. I ask of you, Lord, that you would meet with him, Lord, in this time in his life, at these crossroads, Lord. Let it be like Zacchaeus, Lord, Father, that day when he sat at the crossing point of those two trees, Lord. Amen. And then you spoke into his situation and you changed his life. Yes. Father, I pray for this man. I pray your grace upon him, Lord. And Father, every hand that is raised upon this day, every need, Lord, some need your financial blessing, Father. Lord, it's your good pleasure, Lord, because, Father, you are liberal in who you are. So I pray that you minister to the needs of your people. Father, where there's oppression, where there's depression, Lord. Father, where the door seems to be closed, you've been singing about it, Lord, that you specialize in things that man cannot do. Father, you can make a way where there seems to be no way. So, Father, we pray you would speak into every situation, Lord, that, Father, you would open doors that are closed, Father. Sometimes, as the song says, it seems there's padlock on the doors. But, Father, you are the man with the key. You are the one, Lord, that can open up the door. So we're asking of you to minister to the needs of every person upon this day, and especially those people that know you not, Lord. Those people that are in darkness. Those people that aren't walking with you, Lord. Maybe not realizing, Lord, the severity of their situation. I ask of you, Lord Jesus, today, in the ministry of the word, even as you would speak through your servant, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would minister grace, that you would minister an entrance into your kingdom.
Yes.
For every soul that is in that situation, Lord, bless the remainder of the service, Lord. Thank you for song worship. Bless now the ministry of your word, Lord. Father, Lord, Father, have free recourse, Lord. In the preaching of the word, cast out evil spirits upon this day.
Amen.
Father, Lord, may you do, Father, your work for your glory. Because, Lord, as we've been singing, every time you come, something good happens, Lord. Yeah. So bless each person upon this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, saints. God bless you richly. So glad to see Brother Sammy. God bless you, Brad, once again. And Brother Tom. God bless Brother Tom. So glad to be here once again. Just want to give liberty to Brother Tom in the preaching of the word. May the Lord have his will upon this day, Brad, if you want to come. Whatever the Lord lays upon your heart.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Certainly a privilege to be here, and I want to thank Brother Andrew for this invitation to come. And Brother Andrew's going to be with us tonight on bridge. And you know, it's good when you meet up with old friends, new friends, and we just trust in the Lord that the Lord will bless each one this morning. And I do greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the years go, and but the Lord's word remains the same.
Amen.
And God remains the same. And many things change, but he never changes.
Hallelujah.
And it says in Malachi 3, I am the Lord thy God, I change not.
Amen.
And we just thank the Lord, he never changes.
Thank you, Lord.
And that his power remains the same, his presence remains the same, his message remains the same. God doesn't have to send another message. The first one's right.
Amen.
Amen. It never needs to be changed. Praise God. Mm. And we thank God for the original gospel. I believe we have the original gospel. That when God sent the voice at the end time, the Malachi 4 messenger is the real original gospel. I believe that is the gospel. The real gospel. Amen. And we thank God for the real message, the real gospel. The apostolic hearts turned back to that real original message. Pure message. An unadulterated message. Our brother Maxwell mentioned a bit in the Sunday school about the Deeds of the Nicolaitans. They came in all through the years, and I was reading back in the back there a quote where Brother Branham talks about John Wesley. And he says John Wesley was a real spirit-filled man. Yeah. And he says John Wesley believed in miracles. Yes. John Wesley had the supernatural in his meetings. But you see, the Nicolaitan deeds come in and they squashed all that. Yeah. And we thank God for freedom. We are freedom today.
Amen.
Freedom of religion. Freedom of spirit. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Psalms 107. And Psalms 107, let's read from verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
This is my text this morning.
Amen.
Say so.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham said that if you have enough faith, you can speak a world into existence.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go and live on it.
Amen.
That's quite something, isn't it?
Amen.
He says, let your testimony be positive.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Never let it be negative.
Amen. Amen.
Let's just read on a little bit. Say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses.
Amen.
And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to the city of habitation. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Amen. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being founded in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High.
Amen.
Therefore he brought them down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses.
Amen.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you for your presence already in our midst.
Amen.
We know, Lord, that it's not meat and drink, but it's the Holy Ghost and righteousness.
Hallelujah.
We thank you this morning for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the great Comforter.
Amen.
Lord, you said when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come,
yes, sir,
he will lead you and guide you into all truth.
Amen.
He will show you things to come. Lord, we thank you for the Spirit of Truth.
Amen.
That it exposes the spirit of error.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you remain the same. You change not.
Hallelujah.
And Father, I pray you'll bless your people. That you'll strengthen your people. That you'll encourage your people. That you'll heal your people.
Amen.
That you'll touch your people.
Amen.
Lord, your prophet said that demons are cast out when the true word is spoken.
Amen.
Lord, we believe this is your word.
Amen.
I pray you'll bless your word.
Amen.
Lord, I take the promised Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And I thank you, undertake for me. In the name of Jesus, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you may be seated, praise God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
You know, when your brother one time when he's preaching, he said, I no more call you church, I call you bride.
Amen.
You are the redeemed of the Lord. But God wants his people to say so.
Amen.
God wants you to talk. God wants you to say so.
Amen.
God wants you to say, I'm redeemed.
Amen.
God wants you to say, I'm healed.
Amen.
God wants you to say, I have received the truth.
Amen.
God wants you to say, I believe the light has come.
Amen.
God wants you to walk in the light as he is in the light. They have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. When we have a real revelation of the cross, the power of the blood of the cross cleanses our past sin, present sin, and future sin. It annihilates it. It destroys it. It removes it from the memory of God, from the mind of God, into the sea of God's forgetfulness. But God wants you to say so. You are redeemed when you're washed in the blood.
Amen.
When you come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior, when you accept Jesus as your Lord, the Bible says in Romans that it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. Amen.
When the Lord redeems you, he says here, say so.
Amen.
God wants you to say so.
Amen.
God doesn't want silent Christians.
Amen.
God doesn't want quiet Christians.
Amen.
God doesn't want stuffed shirts.
Amen.
God wants real, living Christians.
Amen.
That say so.
Amen.
That know the Savior. That know they have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That know they believe the word of the Lord.
Amen.
God wants you to talk about it.
Amen.
God wants you to spread it.
Amen.
God wants you to tell it.
Amen.
God wants you to say so.
Amen.
Amen.
Say so.
Amen.
You need a job, you need to say so.
Amen.
You need healing, you need to say so.
Amen.
Amen.
Even prayers being, you need to say so.
Amen.
I have it.
Amen.
I have received it.
Amen.
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 When you speak it enough, you'll obtain it.
Amen.
That's right.
There's power in the tongue.
Amen.
The Bible says that there's life from death and the power of the tongue.
That's right.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, if we sit still long enough, we will hear from our theophany.
Amen.
He said that God can permit you to speak a word, and God will back it.
Amen.
But we saw a display in our day, in our generation, we have saw a display of the spoken word.
Amen.
In action.
Amen.
Did the Lord do it before? Yes. He did it in Genesis. He said, let there be light.
Amen.
There was light.
Amen.
He did it through his Son, the Lord Jesus. He spoke the fish. He spoke the winds to stop.
Amen.
He spoke the dead child to rise, Tanaka Kum, and the child of Oath. He
Amen.
Spoke. We saw it. We read about it, but God did it again.
Amen.
God let us see again the spoken word in action.
Amen.
He let us see it again. He displayed it. He did it. And his prophet said so.
Amen.
He says, I can't do it. But when he comes, he can do it.
Amen.
Amen.
So we need to be reverent. We need to be sincere.
Amen.
We need to be very conscious of the Holy Spirit moving.
Amen.
That God might lead us to speak into our own situation.
Amen.
That God might lead us to speak into our own circumstances.
Hallelujah.
Speaking regarding a family member. Speaking regarding a job. Healing. Deliverance. That God would lead us to speak. We saw it.
Amen.
God's done it.
Right.
Brother Brown said, if you sit still long enough, you can speak. God will let you speak because you're a son of God.
Amen.
You're been
things that are not as though they were.
Amen.
So if you don't have a job, start to talk that you have a job.
Amen. Amen.
Speak those things that are not as though they were.
Amen.
If you need healing, start to talk about it.
Amen.
So many people get prayed for. This is what people do. I see it all the time. The language is all wrong, by the way. They say, "Will you pray for me?" "What for, sister?" "My arthritis." No, it's not.
No.
It's not your arthritis. It's not your arthritis. Why would you call it my arthritis? My healing. My deliverance.
Amen.
The arthritis is not mine. I don't want it.
Amen.
But people say it. My sore back. My this. My that. We need to refuse it.
Amen.
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 We need to say, "By his stripes I'm healed."
Amen.
My healing.
Amen.
My salvation.
Amen.
My filling of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
My own personal revelation in the Word.
Amen.
My own revelation, knowing what God's done in our day.
Amen.
Not so without just mine.
Amen.
Amen.
Personal revelation.
Amen.
A personal experience.
Amen.
And a personal God.
Amen.
And he can lead you to speak.
Amen.
Amen.
Say so.
Amen.
God wants us to be talking.
Amen.
Let us look at these four great redemption stories here in this book of Psalms, and I'll try and go through them, how God helped his lost people to find their way.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to see this morning, even if you've fallen short, made a mistake, I've still all bad news for the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Even if you have, which they did here, when they turned to the Lord, he still delivered them.
Amen.
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 You know, God's prophet said that the blood lays there for you. The blood lays there for you. If you fall short, remember the blood lays there for you.
Amen.
You can go to the altar.
Amen.
You can go to the Lord.
Amen.
Even though you make a mistake, you're still his child.
Amen.
He still loves you.
Amen.
You're still a son.
Amen.
You're still a daughter.
Amen.
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 You can go back to the Lord.
Amen.
You can go back to your Father.
Amen.
And he'll wash you and clean you.
Amen.
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 These Psalms are true stories of great deliverance powers. And true heroes here. And when we look at these here, excuse me, men in Bible days, we must give thanks to the Lord, and the Lord wants us to say so.
Yes.
Want you to see these amazing stories of redemptions here in Psalms 107, how God helped the lost to find their way. Look verse 4 to verse 7. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. You think of this man this morning that a brother mentioned in prayer. He's homeless. Here these people wander. These people here wandered in a wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. They were in a terrible condition.
Amen.
They were in a low estate. They were in a homeless estate. They were in a helpless estate. Verse 5 says, "Hungry and thirsty the soul feel it within them."
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever felt faint? Elijah felt faint.
That's right.
Mighty prophet, but he felt faint.
Yes. Amen.
He lay by the brook. Said, "Lord, I'm the only one left."
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But the angel came and said, "No, you're not. I have 7,000.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you know that God sent the raven to feed him.
Mm-hmm.
And the water and all, you know the story, even a cake of bread to go on for a month. I tell you, when God feeds you, it doesn't last for a few hours. It'll sustain you for a month.
Amen.
40 days.
Amen.
There's something about the 40 days in the Bible, you know.
Yeah.
So many types and patterns about the month.
Yeah.
Or 30 days, sorry, the month. Praise God.
Amen.
Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their troubles. their distresses. And he led them forth by the way that they might go to the city of habitation. These people couldn't find the city. These people were hungry. These people were thirsty. They were destitute. They were lost souls, hungry souls, homeless souls. But they cried unto the Lord.
Amen.
Say so.
Amen. Amen.
God wants us to seek Him.
Amen.
God
yes, sir.
Wants us to cry out to Him.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what condition we're in.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what trouble we face.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what situation we're in. When we turn to the Lord and cry to the Lord, He will help us.
Amen.
We can never fail.
Amen.
Amen.
God cannot fail.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can you imagine how these people felt? In their condition. Total confusion. You know, when you get lost and get hungry, you're disoriented. You get disoriented. When you get disoriented, you don't know where you are. You remember the prophet of God when he was up on the mountain? And he said, well, I'm a good hunger. I can't get lost. But he did get lost. Because a snowstorm came. And his wife and little baby was down in the cabin. And he thought to himself, you know, if I don't get back to them, they'll perish. And he says, he thought, he steadied himself. He thought, now where am I? He says, you know, I'm a good hunter. And he bolstered himself up, you know, he tells you in the gut. And he says, he went on the trail and he found himself doing what they call the death walk.
Yeah, amen.
You end up back where you started.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And he said, eventually he took his hat off. He said, Lord, forgive me.
Yes.
You're my guide.
Amen.
You're my guide.
Yeah.
And he said, just then when he prayed and looked up, he saw a line.
Yeah.
And he remembered that him and the brother had tacked the line from way up the mountain right down to the cabin where his wife was.
Yeah.
And he said he gripped a hold of the line. And he knew the line would take him back to safety. And he held on to the line.
Yeah,
praise God. And he preached a message called the guide.
Amen.
From that experience,
yeah,
he preached a tremendous message.
Amen.
Amen.
But he had to cry out to the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, big Christians or small Christians, whatever you want to class them, are the heroes of faith, whatever you want to call them, but every single one of them were only heroes of faith because of the times when they had to call upon the Lord.
Amen.
That's what made them such wonderful men and women of God, because times of trouble came and they called upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe you're here this morning and you're disoriented. Maybe you're struggling in your life. You don't really know where you are. You don't really know where you're going. You're putting a good front on. You can put a front on to your brother. You can put a front on to your sister. But
yeah,
God,
man,
can see into your very heart.
Amen.
What you need to do today is throw your hands up. Yeah. And move your hands.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Confess your sins to Him. And He's faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you.
Amen.
From all unrighteousness.
Amen.
We need the guide. Say so.
Amen.
Say so.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yet God rich in mercy helped them find their way into the place. These people here, and they found a city, they found food. God sustained them. God led them to a place of safety. God led them to food. Psalms 107, verse 8 to 9, look what it says. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. Every time through this book of Psalms, you get this picture. You read of a situation of distress. You read of a situation of failure, as it were. But then you read the verses following after God rescues them. God tells them, oh, that men would praise the Lord. He emphasizes it. He keeps on emphasizing it. Many times God helps us. Many times God delivers us, we don't say a thing.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
God wants you to praise Him.
Amen.
God wants you to talk about it.
Amen.
God wants you to be thankful.
Amen.
That He got your job.
Amen.
God wants you to be thankful that He saved your soul.
Amen.
You know, fellas, Brother Branham, I don't know really how much to talk about it. And he says, Brother, just tell how the fire can lit.
That's right.
Amen.
Just tell how the fire got lit.
Yes.
You might be able to explain everything, but you know how the fire got lit.
Amen.
Just tell how you can see it. Amen. Just tell how you come to the Lord. Amen. Just tell your personal faith in Jesus Christ. Tell it to somebody.
Amen.
Talk about it.
Amen. Amen.
Say so.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. God helped him. But he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Doesn't the Bible say, as the deer panteth after the water brook, so my soul thirsteth and longeth after the Lord?
Amen.
We need it. There has to be a thirsting and a hungering. And when there's a thirsting and a hungering after righteousness, there's a filling.
Amen.
I love the story that the prophet of God tells in the message called Deep Calls to Deep.
Mm.
He tells about a little boy. And he said the little boy ate the rubbers of the pencils. And he even ate the paddle of the bicycle. And they took the little boy to the hospital. And they couldn't understand why he ate the rubbers of the pencils. And he ate the paddles of the bicycle. And they come to find out that his body was lacking sulfur. And there's sulfur in rubber on them paddles. And his body was lacking sulfur. And it cried out and he ate what sulfur was in. Amen.
Amen.
And that's a deep calling to the deep.
Amen.
And if you have a deep calling to something, there's something to fill that void.
Yes.
There's something to fill that void.
Hallelujah.
The world's looking for something to fill the void.
Amen.
Drink won't fill it. Drugs won't fill it. Rock and roll and sex won't fill it.
Amen.
But only the Holy Ghost can fill it.
Amen.
Only the God can fill it.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord can fill it.
Amen.
Amen.
I've tried the broken cisterns, Lord, but all the water's spilled. And as I stooped to drink, they mocked me and I wailed. I was just sitting here this morning as you worshipped. You know, I began to cry and I was thinking, you know, as we were worshipping here this morning, I would just love it if some of my children could just sense that feeling that I had, that satisfaction.
Amen.
Knowing the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And somebody out there in the world this morning, a lost soul, could just know that satisfaction of the presence of the Lord. There's no joke can do it. There's no drink can do it. There's nothing this world can offer like
Amen.
The lovely Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
His presence.
Yes.
There's nothing like His presence.
Amen.
There's nothing like His
presence. Amen.
Friendship. There's no friend like the lowly Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Amen.
He never leaves us.
Amen.
He never feels us.
Amen.
The storms come. The troubles come. But when we cry unto
Hallelujah.
The Lord, He will help us.
Amen.
He'll bring us in the
same
He'll set us on the rock. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
An old preacher once said, he named a certain building when he got saved. He named a certain time when he got saved, met with the Lord. He named so many different things. Then he said, one day that building won't be there. But he says, my birthplace is permanent.
Yeah. Amen.
In the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen.
All the buildings will go. Even though the different places will go, this world is not our home.
Amen.
The earth place permanent
Amen.
In the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Psalms 107, verse 10. Look at verse 10 to 16. Such is sin and darkness in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and end. I tell you, there's people today, they're bound. They're bound with drug addiction. The bind of pornography addiction. The bind of so many addictions today in this world that people are bound by. And here the Bible talks about it. It's not new.
Amen.
The Bible talks about it. Bound in irons. Because to rebel against the words of God and condemn the counsel of the Most High.
Amen.
You know, when you try to talk to people, they don't want to listen.
Amen.
They blow up on you. They don't want to do what God this is need to see, you see.
Mm.
Leadership means people's rights.
Yeah.
I will do what I want. You can't tell me. I'll do what I want. That's the attitude today.
Yeah.
We're living in a lawless society. Parents are losing control over their children.
Yeah.
School is no control like it used to have.
Yeah.
Society's no control like it used to have.
Yeah.
They're calling bitter sweet, sweet bitter.
Yeah.
We're
Amen.
I tell you, you'll be surprised at things happening today. One young couple was brought on a program recently and interviewed because they took the children out of school.
Amen.
Because somebody's coming to school, and their boy decides he's 5 years old, he decides he's going to dress like a girl.
Yeah.
So now he's telling his parents what he's going to do, and he's 5. Don't you know that the Bible talks about that?
Yes.
The Bible talks about it.
Amen.
The one of the little boy at 5 said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll get a gun today, I'll shoot somebody. Would that be all right as well? You say that's extreme, but you see, where does it stop?
Yeah. Amen.
Where does it stop? Look at the suicides we have today. Look at America. Somebody watches some movie or some program shooting everybody, goes and buys himself some machine gun, goes in and blows people away.
Amen.
Yes.
That's the world we're living in today.
Amen.
This world's like an insane asylum.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen. You don't want to take people's mess. You know, Brother Branham said when them seals broke loose,
yeah,
that there's more demons loose now,
yeah,
in this age,
yeah,
than any other age.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the age of the extreme revelation, and this is the age of the loosing of all the empires.
Amen.
Evil powers. And we need to know the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
I tell you, brothers and sisters, it's got to the stage where society's lost control.
Amen.
Amen.
Where will it stop? Young boys want to be women and women want to be young boys. You know, when you're born a certain way, that's the way God made you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But I'll tell you, it's a sad thing today. And I don't want to win that this morning. You know, and you know there's preachers that get jailed already,
yeah,
because of things they've said. I tell you, there's a tribulation coming.
Yeah.
True.
There's a tribulation coming.
Yes, sir.
There's a tribulation coming. Once the bride leaves this earth, she's leaving soon. When the bride leaves this earth, there's a tribulation coming, such as the world has never seen before. The Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. The tribulation time coming. Then the prophet said, there's powers loose like in no other age. I tell you, it's going to be some time. We need to be ones that's going. We need to know that we're in Christ.
Amen.
We need to know that we're sealed in. Amen. Not sealed out. Amen. That we're sealed in with him.
Amen.
Praise God. Sealed in. Ephesians says, unto the day of redemption.
Amen.
We need to be calling on the Lord. Verse 12 says, therefore, he brought down their hearts and lever. They fell down and there was none to help. Verse 13. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them out of their
distress. Amen.
Thank you.
This gives me courage for that young man.
Amen.
This gives me courage for that young woman.
Amen.
Though they're in rebellion today, though they're away from God today, young man, young woman, the Lord knows how to bring you to your senses.
Amen.
The Lord knows how to bring you to your age.
Amen.
You can come the hard way or the easy way, but if you're predestined to come, you're going to come.
Amen.
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 Somebody said recently, what about our children when the rapture comes? And I thought about it. One of the brothers was standing with me and he says, brother, didn't Brother Branham say if they're predestined, they'll go?
Yeah.
Amen.
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 God knows everyone that's his.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
And if they're predestined, they're going to go.
Amen.
And even though they're in drugs today, even though they could be in some debt of iniquity today, if they're on that book from the foundation of the world and they have to be on it back then,
amen,
then the Holy Ghost is going to go to work it upon them.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost is going to bring them. And God's going to cause them to cry out, but we need to be praying.
Yeah.
We need to say so.
Yeah.
We need to take our stand,
yeah,
and say so.
Yeah. Amen.
Call upon the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Verse 14 says, he brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death and break their bonds asunder. You know, there used to be an old preacher up the north. He was quite a small man, but he was a lively little preacher, you know, years ago. And he was in jail and everything, it's quite a testimony. Started out with a brother. Then he heard about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, moved over to the Elam. Now, he might have saw him, we were seeing the day, but he followed the right for his time.
Yeah.
And he was a great wee preacher. God used him mightily.
Amen.
But he used to say, from handcuffs to white cuffs.
Hallelujah.
From Johnny Walker whiskey to the gospel talker, and he'd jump up and lick his heels and say, praise God, he delivered me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And you were saved.
Right.
Hallelujah. I tell you, Jack Coe opened up a sermon one night. There it was, they'd sign the course as you get up to preach. And he says, who's glad you're here in that jail? And hardly anybody spoke. And he said, the rest of you should have went to jail.
Amen.
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 If you ever once were in jail, you'll be glad you're free.
Amen.
I tell you, maybe you never were in a physical jail. I was.
That's right.
But I want you to know that every single one of us were bound and saved.
Amen.
We were sheep
right.
In the
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Chains broke.
Amen.
I'm glad they're free.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Say so.
Amen.
Here's how it ends again in this verse. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness.
Amen.
Continually, all through these verses, God shows a situation where there's no hope. Then they cry to the Lord. You know why that's in this book? The Bible is written for our admiration.
Amen.
This is written in this book so that if you fit one of these conditions, you can put yourself in here.
Amen.
And if you follow what they did, God will do for you what he did for them.
Yes.
Because he received yesterday, he received today,
Amen. Amen.
Then God wants you to worship him like he told these people to worship him.
Amen.
All that men would praise the Lord, say so.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Verse 16 says, we've broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. Everywhere you read about brass, you're reading about judgment.
Amen.
The brazen serpent that was lifted up in the wilderness, and they're bitten with a snake, and they looked upon it, they were healed. That was a type of Christ on the cross. And God's judgment came on Jesus for me and you.
Amen.
Amen.
When you read a brass, you're reading of God's judgment. Jesus took the judgment of God so that we could escape God's wrath.
Mm.
I tell you, you don't want to face God's wrath. Mm. There's a day of God's wrath coming.
Yeah.
There's a day of God's wrath coming when the bride leaves this earth. The wrath of God's coming onto this
Hallelujah.
Earth that the world's never seen before. It's real.
Yeah.
Right.
I want you to know, God burned Sodom and Gomorrah. Five others said he's Tyre and Sidon. I can't remember the number five, but there was five. God burned five cities to ashes because of their sin. And we are living in a world today that's repeating what they did then.
Amen.
And you know when the two angels come down to Lot, and Lot said, here's my two daughters, they're virgins, they've never known a man, take them, do what you will unto them, because the man was pressing the door of the house, because they saw these two angels were as men. And they wanted to know these men, but that doesn't mean be friends with them. That was a sexual knowing.
Yeah.
And Lot says, take my two daughters to the people. And Sodom and Gomorrah, these men of Sodom and Gomorrah were wicked. They were evil before God. Do with them what you will. They said, no, we want them men. We want to know them. And the Bible says they pressed the door and the two angels pulled Lot in and smote them with darkness.
Amen.
Then a prophet comes in the 20th century and he says that this message blinds them.
Amen.
To the word.
Amen.
They're blinded to it. Sorry, their message.
Yeah.
Their message blinds them to this message.
Yeah. Amen.
And you see, there's so much preaching today which is false, but it blinds the people to the truth.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. God said there shall be light.
Amen.
At evening time.
Amen.
Amen.
Just hold that thought now.
Hallelujah.
Evening time. God comes seeking for Adam at evening time.
Yes.
Now, Adam had a clothing. It was glowing. He was dressed in glory.
Mm.
He had a clothing. When God made Adam and Eve, he had a clothing. But he didn't know he was naked. He had a glory on him.
Yeah.
A clothing. But when he sinned, he lost it.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that God came in the cool of the evening. At evening time.
Amen.
God came walking in the garden at evening. And he said, Adam, where are you? And he said, Lord, I hid myself.
Amen.
You hid yourself. Why? Because I was naked. Who told you? Adam lost the clothing of glory that God had given. There was garments on Adam. They couldn't be seen, but there was garments upon him that
Amen.
God had put upon him. You remember before he fell, he had no sin.
Amen.
He was like Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
How much your God would be like?
Amen. Amen.
That could speak to the trees and speak to creation.
Amen.
That was Adam. But this glory was upon him, and this because of this glory was upon him, he could speak to creation and do these things. And God put this upon him, but he lost it.
Yeah.
But God came at evening time to Adam. And the Bible said he hid himself, and God came at the evening and he spoke. Get this.
Hallelujah.
The voice of God walking in the garden at evening. The voice. Then Abraham's back at the tent door. Many years later, Abraham's back at the tent door, and here comes Melchizedek.
Amen.
At evening.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God in a theophonic form.
Amen.
Melchizedek. Almighty God.
Mm.
And he talks with Abraham. And he says to Abraham, in blessing I will bless thee.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply, I will multiply thee. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Evening time. Every time the voice came at evening. Evening time. Jesus said, and the gospel says, I must work while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work.
Amen.
Then we know in our day, in our generation, Zechariah says it shall be light at evening time.
Amen.
It's evening time.
Hallelujah.
Evening time.
Amen.
We've heard the evening cry.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
The eagle cry.
Amen.
Amen. And God wants us to say so.
Yes, sir.
He wants us to turn to Him. Wants us to say so. In this case, they were in prison because of the rebellion God against God. God allowed them to be brought into slavery to humble them. And yet God, rich in mercy, when he called out to him, he helped them and delivered them out of their slavery. They were redeemed by the Lord from the trouble. Redeemed, bought back.
Mm.
But now the psalmist shows what the response should be. Verse 15. Oh, that men would praise God for us. We ought not to be ashamed of what we believe. We should talk about it. Say so. God help those afflicted with disease in verse 17 of Psalms. Look at verse 17. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquity, are afflicted. Fools. Fools. Now the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. But the same Bible says here, fools are afflicted. My father one day was on a job. And this fellow pulled up in a cement lorry. The boy's face was all bruised and he had a black eye. And and he wasn't too good. And he was hardly fit to do the job.
Mm.
And my dad says, he that tireth loveth the way.
Yeah.
He says, what? The Bible says, he that tireth loveth the way for the wounds.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Amen, amen, amen.
For the wounds.
Mm. Mm.
Food brought the afflictions on himself.
Amen. Amen.
Drink makes a fool of a man.
That's right.
Drink makes a bigger fool of a woman.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's what drink does.
Amen.
Yeah. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted.
Mm.
Their soul abhors all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death.
Mm.
Many people that's on the street because they were a fool.
Yep.
Mm. Many people that's drunkards because they were a fool.
Mm.
Want you to get the good part.
Yeah.
Verse 19. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble.
Yeah.
And he saveth them out of their distress.
Amen. Amen.
And he sent his word and healed them.
Hallelujah.
And delivered them from their destruction.
Amen.
Even though they were
thank
fools,
you, Lord.
Even though all this they brought about by themselves.
Yeah.
Mm. Amen.
Disobedience
mm.
is as a sin of witchcraft.
Yeah.
That's right.
The Bible says.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, when I was young and my father told us something we didn't want to hear, there was a bit of fussing and all the rest of it, but a few days later that was it.
Mm.
But now, you get a teenager now that goes in rebellion, and they're just going to do their own thing.
Yeah.
But there's one thing. God can change things.
Amen.
I use no rock.
Yeah.
Amen.
And you know, you see him now, but you don't know what he used to be like.
Yeah.
But I did. And you know, I remember fighting him around the park. He's just a young fella. They had loads of drink and everything. And you know, I didn't go around and say, boys, do you want a wee track? And the Lord loves you. No, I didn't do anything. I'm not telling you to do what I did, but I did it. I smashed all the booze against the first wall I set. I smashed it. I took the Budweiser, all the spirits, everything they had, I smashed all of it. And I threatened to get them all back.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Then I preached the gospel to them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he come home and he says to me, I'll not be having any of it. And I says, I'm going to tell you something tonight. I says, I've claimed you.
Amen.
Amen.
God's going to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
He says, I'll not come. I says, God's going to get a hold of you. And you know, I prayed and I prayed and I stopped praying. And I started giving God thanks for the answer.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I knew God and her.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's right.
I believed it.
Hallelujah.
The Lord spoke to me from his own word.
Amen.
And I knew the Lord heard my prayer. I knew he was going to come.
Amen.
He got worse for it.
Amen.
He drank more. Get into more vice. He almost got jailed. Then when he near got jailed and he was all very close to jail, he came to my room.
Amen.
God broke him and God saved him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, who's ever heard of Billy Sunday?
Yes.
If you search the history of Billy Sunday, you'll know that he had some of the men that were with him, one of them in particular, was in line for the challenge for the heavyweight title of the world. That's how tough he was. They were big men. And when the drink problem came in America at that time, and the horses came with the booze on the back, Billy Sunday and his mates cut the bottles off and busted them all open and gave them a good hang.
Yeah, amen.
Right.
Amen.
Then they preached the gospel to them.
Yeah, amen.
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 They wouldn't do it like that, but they did.
Amen.
They did.
Amen.
And it worked.
Amen.
Amen.
God does things we can't explain.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Can you explain to me that Smith Wigglesworth takes a dead baby and he kicks it over the audience and says, live in the name of Jesus Christ, and somebody caught the baby and it limped?
Amen. Amen.
Explain it. Okay. Can you explain to me that a prophet is about to get his plan and the Holy Spirit says, no, walk down here.
Yeah.
Amen. And he says, Lord, I've been walking a long time, and he says, keep on walking.
Amen.
What about the plan? Keep on walking.
Amen.
And he keeps walking down and he stops, and a woman comes and she says, Parson, I've been waiting all day.
Amen.
I saw you in a dream last night.
Amen.
My boy's dying. Now what did you get this whole picture? Yeah. This boy's not serving the Lord.
Amen.
From it.
Amen.
No book but the Bible. No creed but Christ. We're gathered in his name.
Amen.
He'll meet you there every time.
Amen.
That's God's chosen place of worship, where he put his name. Just say so.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 21, 107, we're still 107, verse 21. All that men would praise the Lord. Every time God wants us to praise him, every time God wants us to worship him for his goodness, for the wonderful works to the children of men, all that men would praise God, say so.
Amen. Amen.
Look how God helped the perisher in verse 23. Then they go down to the sea in ships. Verse 23. Then they go down to the sea in ships to do business in great waters. They see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raises up the stormy wind and lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven and they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble.
Yeah. Mm.
I tell you, you'd need to be on a boat to know what this is all about.
Amen.
That's right.
But I tell you, if you've ever been on a ship, you've ever been on a boat, and when I tell you when the sea starts to move, and this, you realize how fragile the ship is.
Yeah, man.
You realize how dangerous it is.
Amen.
And the Bible says their hearts was melted with fear. Melted with fear because of the strength of the storm, the strength of the winds. Look what a storm can do. Look at America, what a storm's done. It's wiped out communities, wiped out everywhere. Just like that. That's what it can do. That would make you fear, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Amen.
They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end.
Amen, amen.
I tell you, it's terrible. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble and he bringeth them out of their distress.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The storm to calm. I tell you, that's what Jesus can do.
Amen.
Amen.
John Wesley went to America to preach to the Indians, Georgia. You can read a quote about it where you put John Wesley in.
Yeah.
Go into the message, put in John Wesley and the Moravians,
yeah,
and you'll read all about it.
Yeah.
He was going to America to preach to the Indians. He was a big failure.
Yes.
But he met people on the ship. And a storm came up on the ship, and these people were called the Moravians. And John Wesley couldn't understand when the storm came up, and he was like these people here in the Bible at his wits' end.
Yeah.
They praise God.
Amen.
They have no fear. They worship the Lord. They praise the Lord. They had a real rejoicing meet.
Amen.
And he, you know what? You know, my goodness, how come you're rejoicing? We're in a storm. We're in the wind's end. We're near death. But they knew the Lord.
Amen.
They made a safety he didn't know by. They had a shelter he didn't know by.
Amen.
He came back to England. He was disappointed. One of them Moravians showed him the way of salvation. And while he's preaching his own sermon, he could see it.
Amen.
And his brother wasn't too happy. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You read that?
Yeah.
John Wesley's own brother was disappointed to think he was lost.
Yeah.
You went lost, John, living such a life. But John was lost.
Yeah.
But he was lost no more that night.
Amen. Amen.
God saved him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because there were ravens of peace in the midst of the storm.
Mm.
I tell you, the storms will come our way.
Mm.
We're sure to have storms.
Yes.
But we have won in the storm.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were facing the fiery furnace.
Mm.
They said, King, we believe our God can deliver us.
Amen.
But even if we don't, we won't buy.
Hallelujah.
We won't buy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says that he said, turn up the furnace 7 times more than one will be heated.
Yeah.
And the men that threw them in were burned. Thrown them in. And that king, he stood and he looked into that fiery furnace. The servant did. And he said, O king, did we not cast 3 men? And he said, yes. He says, I can see 4.
Hallelujah.
Who is the 4th man?
Amen.
The 4th man. the road to Sharon.
Amen.
He's a Lord of the Valley.
Amen.
He's a rock to the river life. He's a father to the fatherless.
Amen.
I tell you, he's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who is the fourth man? The fourth man came into the furnace and took the heat out of the blaze.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, he's real today. See him yesterday.
Amen.
See him today. See him forever. In the midst of your storm, Jesus can come. In the midst of your furnace, Jesus can come. Amen. The waters of not overflow thee. Though the waters, you know, the not overflow thee, the Bible says, and the fire will not kindle upon thee, for I'm with you, says the Lord.
Amen.
Say so. Call upon the Lord in your trouble.
Amen.
Psalms 31, verse 31 of Psalms 107. Oh, that man would praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm deliberately reading it.
Amen.
So you get it.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to think of it all week. I want you to go to bed tonight and go over in your head. Say so. Say
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Say so.
Amen.
Say so.
Amen.
Say so.
Amen.
You're going to think of this psalm that men would praise the Lord.
Amen.
You're going to kneel down somewhere and pray for somebody.
Amen.
Pray for themselves.
That's right.
I tell you, God's people are praying people.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Brother Branham said, you don't judge a man by how wide his shoulders are.
Yes, sir.
Said you judge a man by the
Amen.
Knees in his trousers.
Amen.
Whether he can bend his knees and pray.
Amen.
That's a man.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember years ago, quoting that one night, and I had a friend, me and him used to preach together many years ago. Big qualified he was. Boy, he was a real character. And he prayed, and we were at a wee meeting hall one night, and he started praying, and he says, Lord, may the knees be out of our trousers. And the Lord knew what he
Amen.
Said. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, you know what other preacher said, if my trousers ever fall apart, I'll quit, Lord. But he was praying, Lord, may the knees be out of our trousers.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember one night an old preacher and he prayed, he said, Lord, fill us.
Yeah.
Then he says, Lord, empty us. One fellow said, what does he want? Lord, fill us, Lord, empty us. Another fellow said, aye, but he wants empty the south and filled with him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Empty of all south.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
One old preacher was praying and he said, Lord, save souls. Lord, you're going to have to save him. And he got real desperate. Lord, you're going to have to see if God, you'll have to see him. He said, Lord, if you don't, I will.
Amen.
God knew what he meant. But
Amen.
He was desperate.
Amen.
That's right.
Say so.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Loving kindness founded upon the justice of God. Now as the psalmist thinks about the loving kindness of the Lord, he understands that it is also founded upon the justice of God. He can reverse the circumstance of the wicked and the righteous.
Yeah.
The man that thinks he's too high, God can bring him down. Yeah. And the man that's low, God can bring up.
Yeah.
Humble yourself before the Lord.
Amen.
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 Verse 33 says, he turneth the rivers into the wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground. A fruitful land in the barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turned the wilderness into standing water and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. And sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruit of increase. He blesseth them also so that they are multiplied greatly and suffereth not the cattle to decrease. But God blesses you, God will bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I tell you, the devil can do nothing about it,
brother.
Amen.
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 You know, when you say to some people, I'm full time for the Lord, they look at you, brother, I know all about it. People say, what do you do? I'm a preacher. What do you work at? Preaching. What do you do for a living? Preaching. How do you make your living? Faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
I tell you, brothers and sisters, what's going to happen when the whole thing collapses? It's coming.
Yes, yes sir. Yes.
All
Hallelujah.
This is collapsing.
Yes.
All the money, everything's collapsing.
Amen.
One morning, people are wicked. given up, yes, and the thousands has no more in their account. Some have got a revolver. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. There's a mark coming in, yeah, but we have already received the mark. Yeah. We'll get back.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Our mark's not to keep us. Our mark's to free us.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know the spiritual mark right now, he said that. It's a doctrine in the forehead, that's what he said.
That's right.
The brainwashed.
Yeah.
We want to be bloodwashed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. He can humble. God can humble. Look at verse 39, says, and they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there's no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction.
Amen.
And maketh him families like a flock.
Mm.
The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and iniquity shall stop from that. I tell you, God can take the man that's on the street this morning,
amen,
and make a real man out of him.
That's right.
God can take a drunkard and make a preacher out of him.
Amen.
God can take a prostitute and make a lady out of her.
Amen.
God's able to do it.
Amen. Amen.
More than able to do it.
That's right.
Amen.
There's a famous preacher in the north. I won't mention his name in case I scare some people. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Amen.
But he said to his fellas were with him, he said, who's the worst fella around here? He said, what do you mean? He says, I'm wanting a Lazarus. He said, there's a fella lives up the road, he's the worst one, he's drunk every night. Nobody can do nothing with him, he's drunk every night. There's no hope for him. He says, take me to him.
Amen.
And he took him to him, and he found him, and he threw him on his shoulder, and he brought him down to church. And he sat him in a chair outside the door, and he went in and he started to pray. And he started to tell God, he said, God, if you don't save this man, I'll quit. And the fellow wakened up, he was fast asleep, and he wakened up, and he heard him saying, Lord, if you don't save a man, quit. And he burst in through the door, fell on his knees, and could see him.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
One of his greatest ever conversions. Because of that one man, many people came to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I tell you, he says, go and raise up a Lazarus.
Amen.
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 I tell you, God can do it. God can do it. Never look at a person and think they're beyond hope. Never look at a person and think nothing can be done for them. God specializes in things that are good. Just say so.
Amen.
Exhortation to consider the loving kindness of the Lord. Time's growing, but I'm enjoying myself.
Amen. Amen.
Keep preaching, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know the devil, he tried to keep me as low as he could this morning when I got up. You don't feel good, you don't do this, you don't do that. Amen. It's all right.
Yes.
That's been great.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And he'll tell you that.
Yes, he will.
When you should be up praying, he'll keep you in bed. When you should be in bed sleeping, he'll keep you up.
Amen.
That's right.
The Bible said it's foolish to sit up late to rise early.
Amen.
Go to bed, receive your strength, and rise early and praise God.
Amen.
There's something about praying in the morning.
Amen.
There's something about praying in the evening. Daniel prayed three times a day. Amen.
Amen.
Many times you don't feel like praying, that's when they pray.
Amen.
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 Say so.
Amen.
Psalms 43, 107, verse 43. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord.
Amen.
When you observe these things, you'll understand the loving kindness of the Lord.
Amen.
If one is truly wise, he will learn the lesson taught with these experiences and God's response to them. Let's look at these lessons. Lessons to be learned from this psalm. Deliverance.
Amen.
People may suffer trouble. Life. And life for many reasons.
Yeah.
Many times trouble just seems to come. Some people. Many times it's because of sin and rebellion against the will of God. Just seems to come. Let me read you this from a message called Jehovah Jireh. That's where the trouble comes. People don't want to separate themselves.
Amen. So,
they don't want to separate from their card parties,
right,
the things of the world. You try to bring that into church. church with them, you have to separate yourself from unbelievers. Don't yoke yourself to unbelievers. Come out and be separate, saith the Lord.
Amen.
You have to witness to them, but you don't have to live like them.
Amen.
You have to live like a child of God.
Amen.
You have to live like somebody that's going in the rapture.
Amen.
Live like it. Praise God.
Amen.
In either case, we need to humble ourselves before God and cry out for deliverance. We have saw here, even when it is man's own trouble, its own fault, even when it's our own fault, even when it's our own making, still hope.
Amen.
And we'll only turn to the Lord.
Amen.
He said, "Brother, I've been away. The pastor told me not to do it, and I did it. But now I realize I was wrong. Well, there's mercy for you.
Amen.
Amen.
You still come.
Amen.
Confess your faults one to another.
Amen.
Pray one for another. And the Lord will forgive you.
Amen.
And the Lord will raise you up. Amen?
Amen.
God, rich in mercy, will deliver those that call upon Him.
Amen.
Throughout the Psalms, extols the goodness of the loving kindness of the Lord. This Old Testament word means His gracious love for mankind. The loving kindness of God means His gracious love for mankind.
Mm.
You think of it, you know, when Jesus went to raise Lazarus and he wept, it says, look how he loved her. The Lord loves you this morning.
Amen.
The redeemed should acknowledge God's goodness. The redeemed should acknowledge God's kindness and say so.
Amen.
So many times we want God when we're in trouble. Then God helps us, and so often we go back to our own ways again.
Amen.
Many times the Lord helps us. Many times the Lord delivers us. And we go back to our old ways again.
Right.
But God wants us to serve Him. God wants us to live for Him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And give yourself completely to Christ.
Amen.
Sell yourself out to the Lord.
Amen.
I tell you, the Lord will bless you.
Amen.
I have only one regret, that I didn't serve Him sooner.
Amen.
I'm preaching from I'm a young man, but I have only one regret, that I didn't serve Him sooner.
Amen.
I wasted too many years.
Amen.
I want to read you one more quotation and I'm going to close. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. Then I'm going to read your quotation. "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." The Lord loves you.
Amen.
The Lord's redeemed you and the Lord saved you because of His grace. The resurrection of Lazarus. And look at how God planned that. Now God is the male part that brought Jesus Christ here. Now God's a spirit. So there couldn't be any sex. There couldn't be any sexual desire, because if it was, then Jesus was a born virgin. So God is spirit, and He overshadowed this Mary and created in her the blood cell that brought forth the Son of God. And it's through His holy blood that we have access to life.
Hallelujah.
You remember Leviticus 14, the life is in the blood.
Amen.
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 Now when you speak of this blood, you have to understand the life here.
Amen.
This is the most superior life.
Amen.
Above any other life.
Amen.
This is eternal life.
Glory.
God's life.
Amen.
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 Blood shall brought forth the Son of God. And it's through His holy blood that we have access to life. And our sexual blood is dismissed. And we have the blood of Jesus Christ that stands for an atonement, making an atonement for our sins. How beautiful a picture. You believe that?
Amen.
You have to be saved.
Hallelujah.
You can't accept nothing else and be saved.
Wow.
You have to believe it's through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God's blood.
Amen.
That's why the Bible calls it the precious blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Precious blood. Praise God. God Almighty just overshadowed the woman. She knew nothing about a man, and so He just overshadowed her and created in her this cell.
Amen. Amen.
Let me read you one more. Everlasting life, how to receive it. But first I want to express my gratitude to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that He has saved me and has washed me in His own blood and given me His grand and glorious hope that someday I'll see Him face to face. And I will not stand there in condemnation, because His blood has already redeemed me. And I am redeemed tonight by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Say so.
Amen. Amen.
Say so.
Amen. Amen.
Claim the blood.
Amen.
Amen.
I often talk about the potency of the blood. That word means power.
Amen.
You know, you ever get a medication? You know, if you've ever had a medication or a tablet or something and you think it's very small, but it's potent.
Mm. Amen.
It works. The blood of Jesus works.
Amen.
Cleanses from sin.
Hallelujah.
There's life in that blood.
Thank you, Lord.
When the blood cell broke, the life was released. Amen. Romans says that the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you.
Amen.
If you're quick, and that means make alive.
Amen.
You're born alive.
Wow.
Jesus Christ died to save you.
Hey.
He died to heal you. He's coming for you.
Thank you.
Say so.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Say so.
Amen.
Say I'm healed.
Amen.
Say so.
Amen.
Say I'm seeing. Say so.
Amen.
If you call upon the name of the Lord, you're seeing.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed of the message God sent. It's true.
Amen.
There's so much to put us off.
Amen.
But just keep focused here.
Amen.
Stay with the word. That message is the truth.
Amen.
It's just like the Lord.
Amen.
Stay with it.
Amen.
Believe it.
Amen.
Don't worry about the scarecrows. Stay with the word.
Amen.
It points you to Christ.
Amen.
Leads you home. Leads you to this book. Makes you love your brother more, doesn't it?
Amen.
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 Makes you look to the Lord for healing, for salvation.
Amen.
The Lord loves you today, young person.
Amen.
Your friends will laugh you into hell, but they'll never laugh you out.
Yes, sir.
Hell is real.
Hallelujah.
Hell is mentioned more in the Bible than heaven is.
Yes.
Hell is real. The soul that sinneth it shall surely die. Turn to the Lord today. Turn to Christ. Give
Hallelujah.
To God. Yield yourself completely to the Holy Ghost. Yield yourself completely to the Lord. Say so.
Amen.
I want to encourage you to see him. Whatever your need is.
Yeah.
You believe God for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pray, yes, pray,
Amen.
I believe, pray. But see, when you're finished praying, thank the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give God thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for what he's done for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. God wants you to praise him. God wants you to thank him.
Yes,
Amen.
He's our Father.
Mm.
He wants to hear from us.
Yes. Amen.
He wants us to worship him. That's why... Spirit of adoption, we cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Abba, Father. Let's come and bow our heads this morning. Maybe the musicians could come. Let's stand our feet while we just have our heads bowed. Say so.
Amen.
You're here in this service and you want Christ. If you're not serving the Lord, you might be coming along. You might be playing church. But I'm talking about to those that don't really know the Lord. If you're here and you want to really know the Lord today, would you lift your hand up to the Lord? God bless you, sir. I want you to pray for you. I'm not going to call you to the front or anything like that. I want you to pray for you are. And I want you to call on the name of the Lord. And ask God to deal with you. And ask God to move upon you.
Amen.
Now use this believer. If you're here, you're afflicted in your body. I'm not going to call you forward today. I want to do it like this today. I feel led to do this. Lift your hand up. You that needs prayer that's afflicted in your body. God can touch you where you are.
Amen.
I want you to believe it. Spoken words, the original sin.
Amen.
He sent his word and he healed them.
Amen.
We have the word then when God anoints it. It's an rhema word. It's a word from the Lord. We can say in our day we've had an rhema word, a word from the Lord.
Amen.
We must say so. We must believe it.
Amen.
You believe as I'm going to pray a prayer of faith for you where you are. You believe God will do something for you.
Hallelujah.
Then you thank him for it.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You have never changed.
Amen.
Amen.
You said, I am the Lord thy God. I change not.
Amen.
Father, you confirmed your word in the book of Acts. Amen. Signs and wonders followed it.
Amen.
Lord, when your prophet was here, Brother Branham, and he preached at the end of the service, Lord, he would say, I have spoken the truth. Lord, you confirm it.
Amen.
Because it's your word. Father, we know that we're not Brother Branham, Brother Paul, but like he said, you are still the same Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for every need in this room, that you will meet every need.
Amen.
Touch my brother. Touch my sister.
Amen.
May they be healed by the power of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. May the power of the Holy Ghost go through this building.
Amen.
Amen.
May people be delivered and touched and set free.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name. Stir up these young people that serve you.
Amen.
To say so. To believe it. Stir up all of us, Lord, that we'll take a stand for you.
Amen.
And say so to our fellow man. And say so to our fellow woman. And give you thanks for it.
Yes, Lord.
Father, bind every work of the devil, I pray.
Amen.
Every home and every life, I take authority over them. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Amen.
I plead the power of that blood.
Amen.
In this room and upon every life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, let your Holy Spirit move upon your people.
Amen.
Bless the pastor, strengthen him. Lord, give him courage. God, and grace. Bless his wife. Bless his children. Protect them and watch over them. In Jesus Christ's name. Bless the other ministers here as well. Brother Maxwell. Any of the other brothers and minister in this pulpit. Bless them.
Amen.
Strengthen them. Give them courage, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. Father, we have saw the sign, and we know the coming of the Lord draweth nigh.
Amen.
Help us to be that people.
Amen.
Watching every moment for thy soon return. Heavenly Father, bless your word now to our hearts.
Amen.
And bless your own people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, to him, sin and death brings us take.
Sometimes when Thomas preaches about say so, you might not have the words to say so. That's why God gives music.
Amen.
Because he's already given you the words to say, I'm redeemed and I love to proclaim it. So
amen.
If you don't have the words, use the words that God inspired someone else to provide for you to use. So let's really sing it with leading today.
Amen.
Leading now I love to proclaim leading by the God of the
Thank you.
for your situation, you need to say so. You know, imagine if Peter, when he was sinking that day in the stormy sea, because he kept quiet. He didn't keep quiet. He cried out and he said, "Lord, I perish." And Jesus responded to his cry.
Amen.
And whatever situation that you're in, you know, the Lord sometimes is just waiting for you to call him on the scene.
Amen.
The prophet preached the message how many times? Calling Jesus on the scene.
Amen.
And there's people here in the valley of decision. You need to call Jesus on the scene.
Amen.
He's the man that turns on the light.
Amen.
He's the one who will change the circumstances.
Amen.
When there's a pull to the world, just get him in the situation. Let his quickening power come in and see how quickly this world, like Brother Tommy was saying, loses. You lose taste for the world.
Amen.
Once you've tasted of him, everything else doesn't taste the same.
Amen.
So let's sing one more song and then call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If the devil's trying to tell you not to pray, that's the time you need to pray.
Amen.
When the devil's trying to hold you down, my friend, it's time for you to rise up.
Amen.
Because you don't know what's coming tomorrow. You don't know what's coming next week.
Amen.
And if you allow him to keep you down now, while the Lord is near, willing to deliver you, my friend, when you get yourself out there, the Lord says in Proverbs, he says, when you call upon me in the time of trouble, I won't hear you.
Yes.
Yeah, because when I was near, you didn't want to speak to me.
Amen.
And now when you get yourself in your problems, now you want to go, Lord, call upon him when he's near.
Amen.
Let's settle these things here today. Don't leave the same way that you came. Let's sing
right.
One more. Let's come to a time of prayer.
I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay right under his power.
Thank you. Shining.
What makes a difference is the clouds. That's why I love the preaching of the word, because it just scatters the clouds.
Amen.
And you find out that he's just the same as he's ever been.
That's right.
You know, when the clouds are there and it looks so gloomy and dark, but just let the word come.
Amen.
It just has to break through those things. And then you find out that that sunshine, that light, is just as glorious now as it's ever been.
Amen.
Amen. Don't you, you love the fact that he turns on the light. Let's see my word.
I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did.
I don't know why.
I don't know why Jesus loves me.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. Assurance. Father, all these things that are happening, they haven't come by any surprise to us, but Lord, we knew these things would happen, and where we get them from is in your word. Jesus, you are the most comforting Father, best friend that we can have.
Amen.
Lord, in times like this, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, that when all else fails in glory, that Lord, mighty Savior, Father, even if our breath and our voices fail, that Lord, we can still tune in to Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we can still tap in to the Most High God.
Amen.
And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that Lord, you paid that price.
Thank
you. Has been ministered this morning. Father, the preparation, oh God, for you to come on earth. Father, you've done everything, oh God.
And even as the prophet says, Lord, it was that union again when you came down with God and man. Father, you became man, Father, to save man. Lord, you became me that I could become you. Oh, Jesus, you are so good, Lord. You are so loving. Lord, though the trials and, Lord, the things that the harassments of this world would be, Lord, tough on us at times. But, Lord, as your word says, you lead us through those, Father, still waters. You lead us through those paths only to bring out the goodness out of us, oh God. Father, you crush us as you crush, Lord, as man crushes a rose to bring out that sweet-smelling savor out of us. We're grateful for your word, minister, today. Bless my brother Tommy, Lord. Amen. Father, so good, Lord, Father, to know his heart is still centered on those things that are above. Yes. Though we may not be with him, we may not see him often, but Lord, Father, as he goes, we part. We believe, Lord, that, Father, he'll continue on in this world. Bless him. Bless his church. Bless his ministry, oh God. Amen. Bless his full-time work for you, oh God. Prosper him, Father, in abundance, oh God.
Amen.
For, Lord, Father, we've learned today that those things that we worried about, Father, from now we're going to speak positive over those things. Whatever situations, illnesses, housing situations, or college papers, work, Father, we just thank you, for you've given us those things.
Amen.
And we now possess those things.
Amen.
All we wait for now is, Lord, Father, oh God, that our brothers and sisters would come and give testimony.
Yes,
we thank thee, as has been thanked for our sister Pauline. Father, she's here today. You desire for her to be here. Lord, when we met in Carlo this week, she had said she wouldn't be in church, she'd be at work, she made her plans. But you desire to be here, oh God, and listen to our brother Tommy, Lord.
Amen.
And we are grateful, Father, for the greatest thing that we have is the word.
Yes,
the greatest thing that we have is salvation, oh God.
Yes,
and help us to take full advantage of the blood as has been ministered, Lord. Let us take full advantage of our positions in Christ. That, Lord, Father, when we speak, demons will flee.
Yes,
when we speak, Father, nothing will stand before us. Part with us as we part. Bless every knee. Bless from the pastor, the helping hands. Bless the deacons, the treasury, the musicians, the entire church. Bless your body. Bless our building program. For Lord, if we have a building program, though you're coming, we continue to build, Lord. Father, rather, oh God, you catch us at roof level. Then catch us, Lord, Father, with our hands under our lap, so to speak, oh God. Prosper everything we do. Guide us now. Bless our brother, the virtue that's come out of him. Restore that virtue back.
Amen.
Part with us as we part. In the name, that precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
It was a real wonderful time.
Amen.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. Psalm 107, such a precious psalm.
Amen.
We were fellowshipping about it the other week. It was 27.
Amen.
Good sense. That was really powerful. And I said, I was really seeking the Lord about something, and I found a message by Brother Matt Watkins. I've never heard him preach before, and he preached on Wood's End. And he took it from Psalm 107, 27.
Amen.
We fellowshipped about it at the deacon's meeting, and we continued on last weekend. And then just this Friday, I got up early in the morning. Everyone was sleeping. I wanted to seek the Lord. I didn't realize it, but I got into Psalm 107, verse 1, after verse 9.
Amen.
About the wandering away in a solitary wilderness. And it so blessed my soul. I should have done it while we were sitting there, my Bible with the underlining. And then Brother Tom came onto it once again.
Amen.
It's so wonderful.
Amen.
Just to be moving in that place.
Amen.
That secret place of the Most High. Let's sing one of Jesus. Thank you so much, Brother Sammy. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
May the Lord use on Wednesday evening. No service. It's a special prayer meeting for officers of the church. Please, if you could come Wednesday just for officers of the church.